We write each chapter each week. All right? Chapter 3, baby, has a big W in it.
Yeah!
I'm talking about. Here we go.
There's a lot of firsts going on for your first road win.
Oh,
yeah!
This is truly for us, man. This is just the beginning of some great things on the road for us. 1, 2, 3, Raiders!
Well, it is great for Raiders fans to go back to that locker room and just to relive the win again. I know that you've moved on, but let's go back to that locker room moment, and let's go back to the way that you guys travel, because last week we sat here and talked about your first business trip on the road and the message to the players. Do you like the message was received?
I do. I think, you know, we really took the road like a team that was on a mission, and that's what we had talked about, bringing our own energy, going into a hostile environment. Really, if we play good football, we could quiet the crowd, and we did that early in the game. Of course, late in the game when they were staging a comeback, it got a little loud, but I thought overall our guys really took care of business.
You definitely silenced the crowd on that goal line stand. I want to go back to that. What a statement it was from your team.
Yeah, I think, you know, Kenny Norton does a great job with our guys. We talk about never letting them in no matter where we are on the field, and to really bow your back right there and hold them out, that was a key moment in the game.
So coach speak right now, I mean, it's somewhat cliche, but we were executing on all three phases. We hear that so often, but it's great when you say executing on all three phases. That means things are going right. So let's start with the defense. What stood out to you?
I thought in the first half in particular, we were really very stingy. I thought we got great pressure on the quarterback. They wanted to run some of their outside zones, and our defensive ends really did a great job of setting a vertical edge and not allowing that to happen.
What about special teams?
Special teams has really taken a step forward. You know, we've got a bunch of young guys that are playing in that unit, and they've really shown growth. I thought we did a real nice job containing Benjamin, who was a heck of a returner.
We're getting a lot of nicknames when it comes to your offense. We had the AC/DC connection. Now we have the Big Three because of the youth movement, but just such a statement for your offense. So many different looks.
Well, you know, it's a good group. You know, we feel like, you know, I said this week, it all starts in the trenches, you know, with the big guys up front. But it's certainly exciting to have, you know, a quarterback that looks like he can be a guy for the future, to have a young running back who's emerging, and then a talented receiver that looks like he's, you know, worthy of that high pick.
Okay, so now let's move on, because you're looking to get back-to-back road wins for the first time in a while here, and you're facing a familiar face in your John Fox, I mean, someone that you've come up with in the ranks. When you look at John Fox, and before we get to the joke that you made about wanting to wrestle him.
That wasn't a joke.
Oh, so you do want to wrestle John Fox at the 50. Is that going to be the pregame? It's not even going to be a
Foxy
handshake.
And I
it's going to be
50.
A takedown?
That's right, before the game.
Is this WWE style, or is this a serious wrestling match between the two of you?
Oh, yeah, come on. WWE is serious stuff.
But looking at him and just his coaching style and what he's been through this season, I'm sure, I mean, he's your competitor, and you do want to take him down in more ways than one, but you also have to feel for him a little bit.
No. Well, I don't feel for him at all. I understand where he is. I understand his mentality. He's preparing that football team, and much like I would and will. You know, you get ready every week. You know, we're three games into a season, and people want to paint these, you know, horrific pictures if it's not gone well, or they want to heap a bunch of praise on you if it has. And it doesn't matter. If for us, it's one game at a time, one week at a time. I know it's cliche, but it's cliche because it's true, and it's what we have to do. And so you can put strings together and turn things around in a hurry. We just want to make sure that we're playing good football, focused on us and our own execution.
You've said throughout the week that there's a lot of work left to do, obviously, in a young season. You don't want to get caught up in too much of the hype and the fact that you're winning. You're excited to win, but moving on with the work to do, one area that you've pointed out is containing the tight end. So how do you expose Martellus Bennett? Because he's one of the best.
The bottom line is we have not handled the tight end well. Man coverage has actually been okay, but when we've been in our zones, we've allowed guys to run free, and we've got to do a better job of that, and we will. I just feel like it's an area where we will improve. It's been addressed. We'll continue to work at it. We'll slow that down and start playing a lot better defense.
All right. Well, up next, someone that has won a championship and hoisted an MVP trophy, linebacker Malcolm Smith, is going to join us here on the Silver and Black Show.
That's a great opportunity for me personally. You know, it's nice to get home back in California, be close to my family. And building something here, you know, trying to be something special.